I'd like to say I'm thankful to be here this morning, for opportunity to be back in the Lord's house. What it means to me to be able to be here in the Lord's house. I'm glad there was a day that it took on a little more meaning to me in my life. I leaned over and told Randy, you know, it seems like every time I have to preach, I end up studying. I get a good thought. I don't care if I'm standing from the pew and preaching or what it is, but I've learned that this don't ever get any easier. The only time that this gets easier is when I finally get over into his hands up here, and I'm thankful that there's not been one time that I ain't got over there with him, and as long as I was minding the Lord at least. And you know, I get up a lot of times and I study, and then it seems like Sunday morning gets here, Brother Randy, and all the studying I've done and the thoughts that I feel like he's given me, and I feel like this is where I need to be. I end up still questioning, you know. I find myself sitting on the pew a lot of times before I preach, and it's like, well, is this really what I should be preaching today? Am I where I'm supposed to be? And I start really questioning it, and then I'm thankful that every time he sends assurance. Every time he sends something, whether it be somebody singing a song, a testimony, or even when we all get down to pray, hearing somebody's prayer, I'm thankful that I have the blessed assurance of God in my life. And I'm going to read before I get too far ahead of myself, but you just pray this morning. We're reading Isaiah 54, verse 7 through 10. And then I'll flip over to Matthew 27. I'll probably start in verse 41. I'm not sure how far I'll read just yet. Y'all pray. That's Isaiah 54, verse number 7. That's where we're going to start, and we'll flip over to Matthew. The Bible says, "For a small moment have I forsaken thee, but with great mercies will I gather thee. In a little wrath I hid my face from thee for a moment, but with everlasting kindness will I have mercy on thee, saith the Lord, my Redeemer. For this, as the waters of Noah unto me, for as I have sworn that the waters of Noah should no more go over the earth, so have I sworn that I would not be wroth with thee, nor rebuke thee. For the mountains shall depart, and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord that has mercy on thee." We're going to flip over to Matthew chapter 27, verse number 41. The Bible says, "Likewise also the chief priests, mocking him with the scribes and elders, said, He saved others, himself he cannot save. If he be the king of Israel, let him now come down from the cross, and we will believe." The Bible says, "He trusted in God, and let him deliver him now, if he will have him, for he said, I am the Son of God. The thieves also, which were crucified with him, cast the same in his teeth. Now from the sixth hour," and I want you to remember this two verses right here, it's very important today. "Now from the sixth hour there was darkness over all the land until the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Ela, Ela, lama, sabachthani. That is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" Some of them stood there, and when they heard that, said, "This man calleth for Elias." And straightway one of them ran and took a sponge and filled it with vinegar and put it on a reed and gave him to drink. The rest said, let us see whether Elias as will come to save him." Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil from the temple was rent in twain from top to bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rocks rent. And that's, I believe, that's as far as I'll read this morning. And I started to say some more a while ago before we got up to preach, and during the prayer request, I had to stop myself. I guess I've been doing some thinking lately when I'm thinking about my parents getting older, and I guess I've been doing a lot of thinking about that and thinking about how I've always had them here, how I've never really been separated from them for more than just a little while, Brother Bruce. But I've been thinking a lot, I guess the past week or so, about separation and how every living being here in this world, when they're a child or when they're young, I don't care if it's a dog, a cat, a deer, a man, a child, when they are separated from their mother and father, fear sets in. Amen. I've been thinking about that, Brother Randy. I've been thinking about it. I'll be honest with you, church. I've been a little fearful lately. I've been a little fearful about what old Clint's going to do when I can't call my papa up for a little help. I've been thinking about what I'm going to do when I can't call my mama and just hear sweet little voice. I've been thinking about it, and I've realized that that is a scary thing today.
Bless you, Lord.
I've been thinking about it. I've been scared lately. I've been a little stressed because they're getting older and you can see their bodies getting feeble. I've looked at my granddaddy all my life as a big, strong man. Anytime this old boy had a problem, I could call on Jerry. But you know what it seems now is it seems there's a lot more times than not when old Jerry's calling on Clint. That's just life. That's things that happen in life. I guess if you have it, what I'm saying is probably the most fearful thing that we as humans experience is separation today. Separation's a scary thing. Separation's so scary that that's what we're scared of when we're lost and undone today. Yeah. Being eternally separated from God.
Yeah.
I guess when I think of hell, when I think of the afterlife, and I think of the lost ones, you know, you hear all these stories about them burning and in the lake of fire, but you know what the fearful thing is to me? Sitting there and not being able to cry out to Jesus, amen. I believe that's what Jonah was experiencing in the belly of that great fish. Would you have it? He said he cried out from the belly of hell.
Yeah.
What do you mean, preacher? I mean that he was calling out and he didn't feel or hear God. He felt separated. Amen. Separation. I'm sure Job, Sister Susan talked about Job. He was going through some things, Randy, and I felt like he could weather all those storms, and I knew he thought that he had God on his side, but there came a time in that time of Job's life.
Amen.
There came a time when he was crying out to God, and he said he didn't feel him. He said he wasn't there. That was the fearful thing. That was probably the worst bit of everything. I know Job lost his family. I know Job lost his flock. He lost everything that he had in this old world. But being separated from God is what broke that man.
Yeah.
Ain't that what breaks us today? Ain't that what breaks us? Think about it. When we lose a loved one. When we lose a loved one. Yeah, we know that if they're born again, they're at home with the King. But the fear and the pain of separation is still too much to bear today. Separated from our children. We heard about the family that was out of town and the child that had an accident and passed away being separated. I'm sure that drive home was a horrible experience because not only were they knowing their son had passed away, they knew that they were forever separated here on this earth from him.
Amen.
Y'all heard the first scripture I read. Now I'm going to give you a little good news today. Now I've talked about the bad and the sad and the gloomy. Let me give you a little good news. You seen what the good book said back way back in, I believe it was Isaiah. It said, I'm going to forsake thee for a little moment. Just for a little moment today. He was telling them, they were talking about and foreshadowing about Christ there. They were telling them, even when the Messiah comes and he goes throughout his life, there will be a moment where he is separated from me. Ain't that what happened on the cross? Listen, it says, now from the sixth hour, there was darkness all over the land. Until the ninth hour. Let me tell you what that is today, church. Jesus, the Son of God, was hanging on the cross. He cried out and said, why hast thou forsaken me? He felt the separation from God. Not only did Jesus feel the pain of the wounds they were creating on his little poor body, but he also felt the pain and the sin of separation on that cross. Just for a little while, though. It wasn't eternal, thanks be unto God. It wasn't eternal. You know what stepped in? The Lord came back and Jesus said, I give up the ghost. And there he was, back in the presence of God. Listen. I'm sure that that was a fearful moment, even for the Son of God on the cross. To feel all the pain that he felt and to still have to feel the feeling of separation from the Holy One. Let me tell you something about me, how this old boy works. I tend to believe and trust a little bit more people if they've been through some of the same things that I've been through. Would you have that? That's just the way of man, if you'd have it. You show me somebody that's done something that I'm struggling with, I'm going to listen to them. Amen. You give me another person that says, I'll figure it out on YouTube, I'm going to be real weary of that one. But thanks be unto God, there's a man named Jesus that felt every feeling that we feel here in this world, physically and spiritually, and it's him that we can trust in today. Amen. He gave up the ghost, and it says that veil was ripped in half. You know what that was? That was taking the veil of separation away. Amen. Once we come back to the Lord. You know what, as children, we get these babies walking around the church house, they get up there singing. They don't quite know what they're singing about yet. There'll be a day when they understand, but you know what? Right then, they are safe at that point. Amen. I believe as people, we go through a moment in our life where we are safe, we are lost, and then we get saved. Would you have it? That's the way I believe this thing works. I believe as a child that don't come to the age of accountability at this time, I believe they're still safe in the hands of God. Amen. But there's a day. There's a day when we call them getting lost. You know what it is? There's a day that they get separated from God. That's what happens. The child or man or woman gets separated from God, and you'll see them. You can see them when they get separated from God. It seems like they just won't quit moving in the church house pew. It seems like everything they do in the old world don't work out. It seems like their life is in turmoil. That's what life is without God today, turmoil. The difference is in reborn or born again Christians and the lost man is that we start recognizing that we are separated from something. And most of the time we start searching, what are we separated from? And sometimes you're lucky enough to have a family that'll bring you in the church house and you'll be separated from God and you'll get a little feeling of peace in there. It might go away just for a little while, but if you'll stick with it, it'll come just like he said about the floods of Noah. You know what that was him saying? He said, never will the floods cover the earth again. Amen. And if you're a born-again Christian, never will I forsake thee. Amen. And never again, thanks be unto God, will you be separated from me. Amen. I guess that's one of the most fearful things in life is separation. You ever seen a deer, a little baby deer, out somebody bush hogging a field? Or you run up on it, there'll be a little fawn just laying there, and you'll run up on it, and it'll flatten out trying to hide from you, not knowing what to do. And sometimes you'll hear them scream out, the little voice that screams out. You know what that is? That's fear, yeah. Because they know they are separated from its mother. Yeah. You know what? When people go to the church house and they get saved, let me tell you a little something. This is why we got to do everything in love in the church house. Listen to me now. When we get in here and we're living it up for the Lord and we lit on fire, and then all of a sudden maybe a bad thing happens, we slide back a little bit, we get out of the church house, you know what? You might think you're okay out there, but you know what people hear when they walk by you and you flatten out on the ground? They hear you crying out for help. Amen. I believe the Lord kind of enlightens His people sometimes and tells us who needs help. Would you have that? I believe He tells us sometimes, Randy, hey, that brother over there is having a time in his life. He needs a little help. Love him. Treat him with some kindness and talk about the Lord with him. Amen. Amen. It ain't just the lost people that can get separated from God. You know, I ain't been saved that long. I've been preaching less than that. But there's been times where I find myself sitting on a pew at the church house as in a valley of dry bones. In a valley where I can't feel Him. I can't hear Him. People get happy and start shouting, and I'm sitting there without a lick of emotion because Clint ain't where he needs to be. And thanks be unto God, all I gotta do is cry out, repent, and come back to Jesus. My uncle passed away when I was lost. I was raised like a brother with him. Closest person in my life outside of my family, my parents, my mom and dad. I didn't know how to deal with it, Randy. Why you say that? You got through it. Yeah, I got through it. I'm not sure how. Why you say that? Because I didn't know Jesus at that time. You know what happened? I got angry. I got mad. I tried to do things my way worse and worse, and I started digging my deep miry pit. You know, that's how I ended up in that miry pit, myself. I dug that hole myself. Would you have that? Is that miry pit that He picked me up out of? I dug that pit with my own two hands. I did. I dug that pit, and I threw myself down in it. But oh, there was a day when I looked around in the bottom of that pit. Thank God I realized that I was separated from God, and I looked up, and down came a hand. He picked me up and put my feet on solid ground, and I've been there ever since. Amen. Last night, me and Abigail, you know, we're living with Stephen and Kim right now. We're building a house, trying to get our babies back in the house. We're almost there through the blessings of God. We're getting there. We've made it living with Stephen and Kim. Thank the good Lord. But you know what? All of our clothes are in those big plastic totes down in the garage. Every time I got to go get a change of clothes for me, or Abigail's got to put clothes up and fold them, she's got to walk down that driveway, rain or shine, daylight or dark, and she's got to put those clothes up. It seems like every single time, now listen to me, hang with me for a minute. Every time that we do that during the daylight, it seems like the boys are okay. Well, it seems like Whitley's okay. It does. He's up there playing. He don't care. Oh, but darkness falls throughout the land. When the darkness falls and he knows that it's dark outside and it's nighttime, he looks up and Mama and Daddy ain't nowhere to be found. I can hear him coming down the driveway screaming, Daddy! Mama! Where are you at? He's crying out for help, not knowing where we are. Now, you want to see some relief. You open the door to that garage and you let him see you standing in that doorway. Thanks be unto God. Listen to me. You let him see you standing in that doorway. You see a peace come over that little baby. Thanks be unto God, church. There was a day in each one of our lives, if you know the Lord, that you were crying out for God in darkness, not knowing which way to go. And then a door was opened and there stood Jesus. Amen. Ain't it good today? Ain't it good that there was a day that a door opened and then standing in the middle of it was the Son of God, just like him, like he was on the cross with his arms wide open. There's a song Abigail's got to sing in a wedding. Listen to me. That old song says, I used to think miracles was the parting of the Red Sea, was causing the blind to see, the lame to walk. But now I know that Jesus in my heart and soul is the miracle of my life, thank God. And I got miracles around me every day. It will open her eyes. Sometimes we get little miracles in our life that we don't really pay attention to. You know that? I've had two of my children saved. There's two miracles. I woke up this morning, I'm able to be in the church house with a congregation that loves God. There's a miracle number two today. I had to get up to pray. Miracle number three, I was sitting on the pew up here, unsure where I was supposed to go, and then along came Jesus with that blessed assurance. That's miracle number three. What I'm telling you, church, is if you open your eyes today, you'll see God working in your life even when you don't even realize it. Amen. Think about it. How many times do you hear people testify about things they've been through in their life? How many times is a testimony given about, oh, I was a drunkard out in the bar, I was on drugs, I was doing the wrong things in this world. But how does those testimonies usually end? Along came Jesus. Separation's what I've been thinking about all week. And we're all going to feel it. There ain't no way around it. Every one of us is going to feel some kind of separation. Whether we come to know Christ or not, we're going to feel separation in our life. But what I've learned, getting back to my uncle passing away, what I've learned and how I thought about death then instead of how I thought about death now that I have Jesus in my heart is two polar opposite worlds that I've lived in my life. Would you have that? I used to live in the world. Now, thank God, I'm able to live in some heavenly places. Amen. I don't know nobody's heart today. I don't know what you're going through in your life. I don't know if you got loved ones that maybe ain't the way they should be right now. I don't know if you got loved ones out there, it seems like they're making mistake after mistake. But what I know is I know a man named Jesus. And if you don't know him today, he's up here with his arms wide open. If you don't feel him today, you're separated, thank God. I'm in the house. I'm preaching because Jesus, I'm only his mouthpiece right now. He's here. He's here. I think it's Brother Randy that says, if you leave church the way you came, you didn't go to church. Bless him, Lord. Amen. Like I said, I don't know what you're going through. But if you ain't feeling what I'm feeling right now, if you ain't feeling this, if you ain't feeling the Spirit of God, you are separated from him today. Bless him. Let me clarify. Just because you're saved doesn't mean you can't be separated. When we get saved, we know what happens. We separate ourselves. You know, when we get lost and reach the age of accountability, we separate ourselves. The same thing goes for a lost man as it does for a backslid Christian. You got to come back to Jesus this morning. Separation. I've been thinking about that maybe for 2 weeks. Scary. But you know what ain't scary? When you read that scripture, that first scripture I read to you, when he says, when that good book says, I'm only going to forsake thee for just a moment, that's something we can take heed to. Amen. We can have faith in. Amen. Do you know why? You know why when Jesus left and he was in the realm of the dead for those 3 hours?
Yeah.
That's where he was. He was separated from God in the realm of the dead, the way I read my Bible. That's what it says to me. He had the faith to know that God was going to bring him back. That's where we got to be today. I love you, church. I appreciate the opportunity to be here. If I was scattered, I'm sorry. That's what I had. I appreciate you. I love you. Always thankful for the opportunity to stand and thankful for what y'all mean to me. I got a special place in my heart for this church. Both my babies have been saved here. My two oldest, they come to know Jesus right here where I'm standing. I guess when I walk in, this is just a beautiful place to me for that. Stoners has got a meaning to me, Randy, because I got saved there. But for the rest of them two boys' life, they'll hear Mountain View and they'll think about that day when they looked up and Jesus was standing in the doorway.
Amen.